Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. She grew up in Kailua, Hawaii, to a single mother. Her father committed suicide when he returned home from Vietnam. Most of her upbringing was with her grandparents, but she was juggled from her grandparents to her mom's home until the age of 16. During her care with her grandma, she was left in the care of babysitters, one of them being her auntie and uncle. And at the age of 7 years old, she was sexually molested by her uncle. This was the beginning for Roslyn, also called Roz. Her story involves being surrounded by drugs, drinking, and more. Even a teen pregnancy. So how does God embrace a tattered soul of a girl who becomes a young mother? This story of restoration and hope involves a healed marriage and a life of vibrancy and wholeness. The story of Roz and Craig Suyat. We pause to remind you at the beginning of our show, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you, my friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. See, Jesus has made the difference in Roz and Craig's life. It has turned things around. Christ has turned things around for them as they have opened their heart to He who died on the cross for our sins, who shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, who was buried and rose again on the third day. This same Jesus, the living Christ, calls you to himself at this very moment. Would you open your heart to Christ? Would you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus? And dear one, if you are a Christ follower already, well, our hope is that you would be strengthened, be built up in your faith all the more. And even so, use a program like this to reach out to others and share with them the love of Christ. Roz Suyat graduated from Kailua High School and continued her education at Windward Community College and started her career in financing at Associates Financial. After 10 years, she went back to school getting her medical technical degree, a science degree, and started her medical career working for Dr. Calvin Oishi as his medical assistant. She is also employed with New Hope Windward as a stewardship finance director overseeing the greeter, counting, and lobby ministry. Craig Suyat grew up in an atheist family. He never went to church, didn't believe in God. He graduated from Castle High School and later graduated from Community College and Heald College with a degree in computer applications. He's been in sales and currently works for a manufacturer representative company. Craig and Roz have 4 boys and 4 grandchildren. They are faithful members of New Hope Windward, and they join me in a pre-recorded interview, and I want you to join us in this special moment with Roz and Craig Suyat. I'm here with Roz and Craig Suyat sharing about life and hope and the hope of Christ in the midst of some challenging moments that they have experienced and that perhaps you can relate with in some unique form, and God will bring a message of hope just for you. Roz, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kailua, windward side of Oahu, Enchanted Lakes, with my grandparents.
What was it like growing up there for you?
Growing up with my grandparents was, Grandma was the great provider, and she worked hard, and Grandpa didn't contribute too much to the household, and was spent most of the time doing entrepreneurship, you know, type of side work jobs here and there, and would come home and spend the rest of the afternoon and evenings drinking, you know, and then grandma would come home, and then the yelling and screaming and fights would break out, and that's kind of how the normal day went and the expectation of our day.
Where did you grow up, Craig?
I grew up in Kaneohe with my mom and dad.
What was it like growing up there?
It was, for me, it would be a, I would call it a typical Kaneohe family, where we spent the weekends, we spent it together, either at a sporting event or maybe with the family.
Did you play sports?
I played baseball.
Baseball. What position did you play?
Outfield.
Outfield.
Yeah.
Well, what a great game. What a great game to play. For us, you experienced some things in your childhood that have had a mark on you in such a way that it has impacted you even in your adulthood. What happened?
Well, at a young age, you know, how I came to live with my grandma and grandpa was my dad had returned from Vietnam War, and coming back from Vietnam War, I'm told that he was mentally unhealthy, and because of that, he had committed suicide. And during that spiral, my mom was a young mother to my older brother, and they had just found out that they were pregnant for me. And then, of course, you know, I'm here, Christmas Day. I'm born to a single mother, no father, and she just spiraled downhill herself, losing her husband and having to now care for two children on her own, and ended up in unhealthy relationships herself. And in part of one of those unhealthy relationships, you know, drugs was introduced, alcohol again introduced into the household, and CPS got involved and was going to take us away, my brother and I. And to keep us in the family, my grandma stepped in and took guardianship over us. And, you know, because I had mentioned earlier that grandma worked a lot, we went from sitters to sitters. And sometimes it was family members, and we would end up babysat by my auntie and my uncles. And during that time, in the care of my auntie and uncle, my uncle sexually molested me, and it just, I didn't know how I was feeling being that young. But I knew that something was not right, because I remember begging my auntie every time she left the house to take me with her. And so I knew something wasn't right at that point. And then she may have gotten some kind of inclination that something was not right, because at some point in time she had refused to babysit us, and she didn't want us at her house anymore.
And that was her way of protecting you.
I think so, yes. And so she told Grandma that she could no longer watch us. And so we'd end up, my family owned a bar, you know, and after school we would end up there in the bar in the back waiting for my grandma to finish work. And then we'd go home. And then Mom came along, you know, and And now she has my other siblings. And then our relationship kind of grew in the sense where mom became the one who picked us up from school, would take us home, would care for us until grandma got off of work. And that's kind of how the beginning of my childhood started.
How long did it go on with your uncle?
From what I can remember, it lasted for about a year or so, you know. And just, repeated offenses and violations over me. And I can remember, you know, after the whole activity or whatever was taking place had ended, I was kind of beaten by him, you know, and given lickings and kind of thrown to the corner. That's most of what I remember at that age.
These things are hard to describe. You can even hear it in Roz's voice. To relive this, beyond words. How does God take somebody who has been cast aside, who has been abused, who has been spoken of, who has heard words and experienced things that would make them feel very low and lower than low? If you've ever experienced discouragement, if you've ever been demoralized, if you've ever been humiliated, if you've ever looked at yourself and just felt shame, even disgust and hopelessness, the story of Roz Souyat and what Jesus has done in her life will lift you up, my friend. When we come back, she's going to share more, and you'll also hear from Craig. Marvelous things. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She was led to Christ during a time of deep depression and loneliness. If you understood where that depression and loneliness came from, well, you would understand and have compassion for Roz Suyat, abused as a child, 7 years old, her father having committed suicide after returning from the Vietnam War. But to know how it impacted her life as a teenager and then later her marriage, oh, you've got to hear what she has to say about the difference Christ made in her life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get the program in its entirety, hear the first part of this show and get the whole thing podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources to find out more about Roz and Craig Suyat and their ministry at their church, New Hope, Windward, nhww.org. Join me now as we return to our pre-recorded interview with Roz and Craig Suyat.
You know, and given lickings and kind of thrown to the corner. That's most of what I remember at that age.
Yeah. As time went on, so Auntie steps in, senses probably something is not right. A way of protecting you. She says she can no longer watch you. As you grew, how do you feel that experience began to have an impact on you as a young girl becoming going to enter into your teenage years rather soon at that point?
I remember having a feeling of lost identity and not knowing who I was and unsure of myself. And at that young age, growing into my teenage years, I had a sense of needing to prove myself to whomever it was. You know, I felt lonely, just starving for attention, and I became angry. Mm. I was so angry. I'd never start a fight, but I would finish a fight. Mm. And that was my way, aggression was my way of releasing how I was feeling inside.
All that pent-up rage.
Yes.
Would come out. Mm-hmm. People not knowing what they're getting into when they try to make things difficult for you.
Yes.
What happened a few years later?
So a few years later, my grandma felt... I'm about 12, 13 years old at this time, and Grandma felt that maybe it was time for my brother and I to go back with my mom. She was in a good place at the time, so Grandma thought, you know, it's time for you guys as teenagers to go back home and start your relationship with your mom. And so she sent us back. She sent us back to my mom, and we went to live with her. And, you know, and we moved in with mom, and life seemed the same, you know. There was more drugs, more alcohol, partying all the time. I remember often mom used to wait till we went to sleep, and as we went to sleep, she would leave. She would go out with
and
her friends.
She knew she was going out.
Yes, we knew she was going out. So she would make sure that we were sleeping, and then she'd leave and go out with her friends and come home the next morning. But and we were left in the hands and care of my stepfather at the time. And during that time again, my stepfather had now started sexually molesting me. And it took me a while to say anything, 'cause I was fearful at this time. I had a sister, a younger sister, and I was fearful at this time that, you know, he would try something to her. Then I, you know, questions of why is this happening to me? I just don't understand it. You know, what's wrong with me? And just feelings of not worthy of anything good, you know, was taking place in me. And
did you blame yourself?
Yeah, yes, I blamed myself. It, you know, questions of, you know, what am I doing? You know, am I dressing wrong? Am I saying something wrong? I didn't know what it was about myself that was causing these situations to arise or happen, you know, and I just wanted it to stop.
How did it stop?
There was a morning where he came in to violate me. And during that time, I was pretending like I was sleeping, and he tried to rape me and take it further than the molestation. And at that point is when I decided that I was going to tell my mom. So I thought, well, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to, you know, grow the bravery and tell her what's going on, because I know if she knew what was going on, she was going to help, you know, and make it stop. And I did. I waited for him to go to work that morning, and I called my mom into the room, and I had told her what had happened. And she was distraught and upset and angry herself, and she packed me into the car, and we went down to his work site to confront him. And I thought, yes, you know, this is it. She's going to kick him out, and this is going to be the end of this, and she would save me from this torture that was going on. But instead, she fought with him and left the site and chose to stay. And that moment when she decided to stay, I was crushed. I was so crushed. I thought she was the one person in my life left that I felt would fight for me, and she didn't. And more questions of, you know, being unworthy of anything good, being unworthy of pure love. And I thought she didn't love me, you know? That I wasn't good enough for her love. And then shortly after that, I was sent back to go live with my grandma.
So now you're carrying these experiences mm-hmm. with you in your memory, in your being. Mm-hmm. What happened as you grew? How did it affect your relationships with boys? She goes on and explains a heartbreaking story of now what's going to happen in her relationship with boys her age. And, you know, as you listen, this is one of the most difficult things to ever hear. The abuse of a child. Of course, she's a grown woman now, reflecting her moments. But, you know, as I'm hearing that, I can just sense the hand of evil trying to work and break down a person's life. You know, Jesus said, the thief comes to kill, only to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Well, that's why when we talk about these things, it's sad, it's terrifying to hear. But when you hear about Christ taking a life that's broken, that's pushed aside, that feels worthless, and raises that person up to a place of health and wholeness and clarity, the way that we should see ourselves, she should see herself, there's hope. Stay with us. We'll be back with more hope.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry.
plus a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Roz Suyat. This is what she says. She says that Christ has taken me through a journey of healing and restoration. Most recently, she says, the Lord has placed on her heart a desire to speak words of life and to show other people, married couples, His love, grace, and mercy. You can hear the tenderness in her voice. You can also hear the voice of someone who knows what it's like to experience very deep pain and for a long period of time. That's why there's a certain level of comfort when you hear her, because if you've ever gone through a difficulty, or you're going through that challenging moment right now, or moments of reflection just set you back, well, Roz is here to talk about Christ and the difference He can make and will make in your life when you surrender yourself to Him. She's here with her husband, Craig. And Roz and Craig will share in a little while. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And it really is a blessing to have you with us today. As we go back to this pre-recorded interview, Roz continues to share after being abused by people that she trusted what happened next in her life. What happened as you grew? How did it affect your relationships with boys?
Well, I felt like as a teenager, I was a lot more experienced, I guess you could say. I knew how to... I thought that love was part of sexuality, mm-hmm. so to speak. And I knew that if I smiled a little, or flirted a little, or gave some kind of gesture that was favorable to them, that I would get my way. And whether it was, you know, getting a ride, getting a candy out of them, that's kind of how my situation went. I ended up with a boyfriend, you know, in high school, and you know, we were sexually active at this point, and I thought, I confused sex and love for sure with him, and I thought that the only way to show my love was to give myself to him.
At the age of 16, mm-hmm. your life took a turn. What happened?
At 16, I got pregnant for my first child, and I didn't know how to react to that, and I thought, well, you know, this, I was going to redirect my focus because I was so angry. Inside, I was now going to redirect my focus to my child and focus and live for my child and do what was right for him or her, you know, at the time. And I thought that I was going to get married, you know, and just live a good life. And, you know, he denied the pregnancy. And so I was left on my own, you know, with this young baby, pregnant. Didn't know what to do. You know, my grandparents had told me I had ruined my life and nothing good could come out of it, and sent me back to live with my mom, who took me in, but at this time was still with my stepfather. And I didn't know how I was going to handle that, going back into that home where he was and pregnant with my firstborn.
Did anything happen?
Well, when I moved back in, you know, I just wanted to forget. I didn't want to remember anything, and I tried to stay out of sight, out of vision. But I think for my mom, I was a constant reminder of what had happened. So often fights would break out, and during those fights, the molestation would come out. And I just wanted to forget. And during that time, it was like, you know, why do you keep doing this to me? And it was my mom, you know, and she would just keep bringing it up and bringing it up. And I had so much resentment pent up inside from her and towards her. And
it sounds like she was blaming you.
Yes.
And how it has affected her relationship, even how she felt about herself, mm-hmm. and that you were the cause of it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that the feeling that
yes.
you...
Yes, yes, I do.
That you had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
So much of a tsunami of emotions mm-hmm. swirling about powerfully, and you're still 16 years old. A child. How did you get through this, the birthing of your child? How did that all come about?
Well, after I had my first child, I was, despite everything going on and all the anger and everything, the feeling of unworthiness, I really used that negativity as a driving force in my life. So my focus at that point was proving worthiness. So when people said I had ruined my life, in my eyes, it's like I didn't ruin my life. And I was going to prove to everybody that I didn't ruin my life. And so, you know, I got a job. I graduated, you know, and... was employed and working and was going to now continue my education and provide for my child. And I took that mindset and it carried it throughout my teenage years up until I met Craig, through my 20s.
So something sort of clicked inside mm-hmm. of you and you began to take this path. When... it could very well have caused inner destruction in the heart of mm-hmm. another girl. For you, it became fuel to push you forward mm-hmm. to a better life.
Yes.
You mentioned Craig. Mm-hmm. How did Craig and Roz get to know each other? How did you guys meet?
We have a cute story.
Let's talk about something cute.
Yeah.
Something lighter, something cute. Yeah. Certainly not, I mean, it doesn't... Anyway, tell us a cute story.
So we worked at a mutual place, a Holiday Mart, and at the time I was now 17, and working in different departments as we had met. And one of my coworkers actually was interested in him, but was too afraid to find anything out about him. So she had asked me to confront him.
You were the messenger.
I was the messenger. I was the brave
one. The scout.
So I did. I did. I approached him and asked him question after question that she wanted to know. And then the last question I asked him was for his phone number. And he told me no. And I walked back to my department. And I would say about 30 minutes later, I get a phone call. And I hear this man's voice on the other line shooting up some numbers at me. And I'm, excuse me. He says, you wanted my phone number. And that's kind of how our friendship and relationship started.
So now, Craig, she was, you know, representing her friend, right?
Right.
And he must have been, you know, kind of a dashing young man. And so how did you end up together?
Well, little did she know, I was already watching her and looking at her before she came up to me. And so when she came up to me, I was thrilled. But I guess I played hard to get.
He played a little coy. And but actually, you did want to give her your number.
Yes, I did.
Get back to your department so I can call. I can call you there and give you my number. A light moment amidst thunderous experiences of gigantic pain in the life of Roz Suyat. You heard in that tail end, you heard her husband Craig, and they're talking about how they met, how they got together. That's a whole other story. And that's why this is really part one of a two-part feature, as you hear the story unfold about not only how her life was wrought with such grief, but how God through that brought great joy. To Roz and Craig Suyat, when we come back, you're going to hear more from them about how they got married and how their relationship started on the rocks. You know, when you get married, it brings out who you really are. And sometimes when you see who you really are, you don't like what you see. And you can't hide it. There it is. You're exposed. Are you exposed in a place or in the arms of someone that will bring out the best in you or the worst? Sometimes it's not the best. And what do you do then? That's why in all of this, my friend, the person of Jesus Christ can bring out the best in both. Stay with us. We'll talk more from Roz and Craig Suyat when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's a diamond in the rough. Yes, your marriage, the relationship. Although you might think, well, Danny, it's a heap of coals. I mean, it's hard, it's dirty, it's nasty sometimes, but wait. In time, under the grace of God, bringing it before the Lord, it might be just, maybe it's just you at this point, surrendering your marriage to the Lord, and over time, both come together in Christ. Oh, then the diamond that's there is brought out. It's a story of Craig and Roz Suyat. Oh, they've been through so much. Before our break, they were talking about how they met each other. In this segment, they'll share how they got together and how the marriage began, their relationship. But remember, it's part one of a two-part feature. There's so much that went on in the marriage, we had to spend some time listening to what went on. Because in part two, they'll explain some real difficult moments of marriage that was affected because of early on, childhood and upbringing. Maybe you'll be able to connect and relate with some of those principles that we'll be able to extract along the way that will help give us handles in our lives. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Roz and Craig Suyat in studio in this pre-recorded interview, part one of the two-part feature. Here's Roz and Craig Suyat.
But I guess I played hard to get.
He played a little coy, but actually you did want to give her your number.
Yes, I did.
Get back to your department so I can call. I can call you there and give you my number. what was it? What was it, Craig, that attracted you about Roz?
She was just so. She was beautiful, and she was so friendly. She had, there's a look about her that's just kind of puts you at ease and makes you comfortable.
I see that.
Right.
Yeah. So how did your relationship grow?
When I met her, people had warned me actually that she had a child. And then.
How old were you at that time, Roz, when you met?
17.
So you were 17, okay.
And I saw her a little later, and she was pregnant, and I was kind of shocked. But at that point, it really didn't matter to me. You know, I was so happy and thrilled that this beautiful girl wanted to talk to me and be with me that nothing mattered.
Mm. Well, you were certainly starstruck.
Yes.
And now there's another child.
Yes.
And you're still a teenager?
Still a teenager. So after my boyfriend at the time had denied the pregnancy, we went through a course of doing paternity tests because he was just adamant that I wasn't pregnant with him. But after baby was born, we wanted to try. So we tried to make the relationship last for a period of time. And Danny, I got pregnant again. My oldest baby at the time was 4 months old when I got pregnant again. So 17, and I was pregnant for the second child. Yeah.
And you have a person at Holiday Mart named Craig who, in his mind, it doesn't matter. He still wants to be with you. Now, you ended up, over the course of time, you ended up getting married.
Yes.
How was your marriage affected in the early years of your being together with regard to the many things that would have dislodged anyone in that kind of an upbringing, those kinds of circumstances? How did it affect your marriage?
Well, when we finally got together and married, I really thought that Craig was my knight in shining armor, and he was my escape from all that was bad in my life going on, and he was going to remove me from that. But what I didn't realize at the time is that I was harboring so much anger and rage that was so buried inside from my past that I began to take it out on him.
Mm. In what way?
Oh, gosh. I disrespected him. I showed him no respect as a wife. I had no empathy towards him. I cut him down at every expense that I could.
Publicly?
Yes. There were moments where we would be in a grocery store, you know, and if there was something that he did just standing in line, you know, I would lash out in rage out loud, and I would, you know, tell him that I didn't care who was listening, you know, at the time.
So you would make a scene.
Yes.
And you wouldn't care. But in actuality, from what I'm hearing, is that you were, Craig, you became, in her mind, the person that had violated her. And this is her way of getting some vengeance, some evening the score.
Right, right. I think she, it winds up being that, I think she picked the right person because I let her lash out at me. You know, I my self-esteem has always been low. So I just accepted what was happening to me.
As though she's telling you what you already, okay, if that's how you feel about me, that must be how I am.
Right.
I've always been this way.
Right.
So no pushback.
No pushback.
No fight back. Right. No. Which probably could have led even more, because then He's absorbing everything, so he can take as much as you give.
Yes.
But Craig, it must have hurt. How could it not hurt?
It hurt, and unfortunately, for me, I wouldn't lash out at Roz, but it would come out towards the boys. Towards our sons. And I would yell at them and take it out on them. Not physically, but just verbally yelling at them.
So there's a transmission of pain that's being transferred from Roz to you based on things that she had encountered innumerable times growing up. And then you transfer it to the boys. Craig, why do you feel that you had such a low self-esteem?
I felt like somewhere along the line, I just wasn't good enough for my parents. I was the oldest yet. I wasn't really treated as the oldest one, the one that's going to take over the throne, so to speak, of the Suyat household. Mm. It was always deferred to my younger brother. And then, I guess, in a way, it affected me, although I had no idea.
And if someone grows up in a home that doesn't have a whole lot of reinforcement, and, you know, parents are doing the best. They're trying to do the best they can, to provide what they can, but they are also transmitting what they have been brought up, or under what kind of circumstances they've been brought up in. And that's why it just transfers from one generation to the next. Hopefully things improve along the way. Here's one thing that can be very, very poignant, and it's this. Get this now. We can make a difference in turning the thermostat, adjust the thermostat of what kind of atmosphere we will create in our home. For our children, is it going to be a place of forgiveness? Is it going to be a place of grace? Is it going to be a place where they hear us talking about other people and degrading others, even though we wouldn't say that to their face? Are we gossiping in home? And, you know, all these things leak out. Is it a negative place? Is it a place where someone with an idea or a dream will shudder to think that they would even share it, shudder to think that anybody would embrace it, much less support it, and invest in it to make that a reality. We could go on and talk about how that impacts people for generations to come. Sometimes if you look at leaders that raise up in life, they've gone through some rough times. Some of the greatest leaders have gone through extraordinary times of great discouragement and loss. And somehow through that, they found a way. They found something within themselves. And more often than not, someone has come by to lift them. Someone who has come by to believe in them. Someone has come by to help bring resources so that they can fulfill their potential. Today, the Lord Jesus comes and he says, I believe in you. I've created you for a purpose. And that's why in part two of this two-part feature, you'll see the working of Jesus in the life of Craig and Roz Suyat. I want you to stay close to me in this two-part series, because I hope, my friend, that you've been encouraged by the insights and sharing of Roz and Craig Suyat. Oh, how I appreciate them. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video prepared for you there, a message of the gospel. And to stand with us financially, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 31:10-11 says, an excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Roz and Craig Suyat. Until next time, along with our technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.